Now, listen to these two sounds and identify which is the classic. Well, the first of those engines was from a vintage 1930 Bentley, and the second was a 1991 Ford Sierra. No contest then on which is the classic car, or is there? Because according to a recent article in the Times, the Ford Sierra is rapidly approaching classic status. Sounds extraordinary. What should constitute a true classic car? Our reporter Kent Barker went to find out, starting at the National Motor Museum at Bewley in Hampshire.
My name's Doug Hill, and I'm the technical manager of the National Motor Museum, Bewley. We're looking at an Austin Healey 104 of the 1950s, which is what typically is a classic car as we see them today. It's because it's a sports car, it's open, it's relatively quick, and it's stylish. And basically, the pose factor is very high with this car, and almost instantly a classic when it was produced. It stands out from the rest of the crowd, even in its day.
The car we're in is a 91 Sierra Sapphire Gear, built in Germany. In the right colour, Sierras are still very nice looking cars. The design, yes, it's not as up to date as your Toyota.
Jim Yaris. Christie, secretary of the Ford Sierra Owners Club.
But it was a class leader in its time. The Sierra broke the brick shape and introduced, it opened the door, if you like, for everything else that came after it. The Sierra was, at the time, a very, very modern looking car. I personally don't have a definition of classic car. It's what you find desirable. It's what you want to own.
And if you look at what we think of classic cars, older classic cars, then the Blower Bentley, British Racing Green, big spare wheel hanging off the side, stone guards on these massive 12-inch headlamps, and the big supercharger sticking out, and Union Jack on the side. It's really typical British Bulldog. You know, this is a true pinnacle of British motoring history. This car is 1930. People are putting the title of classic car on anything that's over 25 years old just because it's old.
Doug Hill at Bewley. But how can you tell what's going to become a classic? BBC's Top Gear have been asking motorists to determine what's currently cool. Could this be a guide to what will be classic? I phoned presenter Richard Hammond. What is cool?
It's very, very difficult to define a cool car. It's a car that says, I'm not trying too hard. You know, a Ferrari, the 360, say, is a gorgeous car. It's beautiful and clever and lovely, but it's very uncool. You're trying too hard. Whereas an old Fiat Panda with a book of poetry on the parcel shelf is a rubbish car, but very cool.
Well, now, do you think there's any correlation between what is a cool car and what is going to become a classic car?
Well, I've given this some thought. I don't know, because try and define a classic. It's a very, very difficult thing to do in advance, and if you could, you could make money. A good, cool car example is the Land Rover, particularly the Land Rover Defender. Now, really, in every way, it's rubbish. They leak, they break down, there's no two come off the production line the same shape. They're always covered in dents, even from new. But there's something essentially cool about it.
And, according to the National Motor Museum's Doug Hill, there is something essentially classic about the Landy, too.
This is a pre-production prototype Land Rover Series 1. I think almost instantly you buy a Land Rover, you've got a classic. I mean, it's classic in its view, it's classic with its history.
Well, here's the key question. Could a Ford Sierra, in your opinion, ever be a classic car?
The pre-production prototype would be. We have a Ford Sierra on our collection policy. We will acquire a Series 1 soon because it's a very important car in the computer design, motor car of the British industry. Will it ever be a classic? Yes, because there will not be very many of them.
Sierra will always be a cherished car. A lot of people have very fond associations with it. But it will become a rare cherished car because there were so many made.
Jim Christie of the Sierra Owners Club.
The car's unfortunately reaching the banger stage in their lives when they can be bought for a couple of £100 around the back of a local pub. They're practically run into the ground. And then they're thrown away.
Would a Ford Sierra of this vintage be a good investment? In other words, is it going to start to increase in value as it becomes rarer and becomes what some people would call a classic?
Yes, I think they would, but we're talking over the very, very long term.
And that's also the view of Top Gear's Richard Hammond.
Instinct says the Sierra is an appalling idea for a classic car, but just take a slightly closer look at it and think about it a little bit. It was a critical car. It was a landmark moment, you know, the jelly mold shape, all of that. It was absolutely as common as air, and therefore very much of its time. For a lot of people, will have a lot of memories. So, regrettably, I have to say, I could see a time when the Sierra, and this is an appalling thing to say, could become a classic car. Not, I hope, for a very long time. Right now, it's just an old car, and let's not confuse that with a classic car.
And that was a souped-up Sierra, ending that report from Kent Barker.